The Haggadah tells one of the oldest stories of all time, when Moses led the ancient Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. The tale is retold every year in Jewish homes around the world during Passover, and in particular, over the Passover meal, the Seder. It begins with the lighting of candles, and then a prayer.
You are blessed, Lord God of us, King of the cosmos, who has set us apart with his mitzvot and instructed us to ignite a festival light.
That was author Nathan Englander reciting his own English translation of a traditional Hebrew blessing before the Passover Seder. Englander recently translated the Passover prayer book from the original Hebrew and Aramaic into the new American Haggadah. The project was the brainchild of author Jonathan Safran Foer. Foer and Englander are both novelists who write from a Jewish perspective. Foer's debut novel, Everything is Illuminated, focused on a grandson of a Holocaust survivor. And Englander recently published a new collection of short stories called What We Talk About When We Talk About Anne Frank. Both also have fond childhood memories of Passover Seders with their families.
It was a real kind of makeshift, cobbled together and really happy affair.
Jonathan Safran Foer.
Something we would always look forward to and something that would always generate a lot of memories.
We used to drink wine.
Nathan Englander.
So I do remember being drunk. Yeah, I used to slide under the table. That's a very famous family quote. I was like four, and I stood up and I said, I be's a drunkard. And they still say that to me a lot.
The Haggadah is the heart of any Passover Seder, as both a guide for prayer and discussion. But Foer thought that something was missing from the prayer books his family used through the years, and he wanted to make a better one.
And there's nothing original about that idea. You know, there's no book in human history that's been revisited more times than the Haggadah. There are about 7,000 editions that we know of, and probably many multiples of that that have been created.
So what was lacking? What in the conversations, what in the debate did you feel was missing?
I did not come from a traditionally observant household. Nobody in my family speaks Hebrew. We relied very heavily on the Haggadah as a user's guide into this holiday, not only to take us through the requisite prayers and songs and stages of the Seder, but also to encourage the kinds of questions we might ask. So when we would speak about the Haggadahs that we used, and we went through many different versions in the course of the Seders of my life, when we would say that the writing was good in one, what we meant was it was good relative to other Haggadahs, as opposed to good as compared to our favorite novels of the year or our favorite, you know, political writing. And I thought, why are we using this kind of diminished standard instead of our very highest standard? And I should say also that in my family, about half the people at the Seder table were writers. So why would we accept, you know, a translation that was unintentionally ambiguous or that was not a clear or faithful translation of the Hebrew?
And speaking of the translation itself, Nathan, this is where you come in. How did Jonathan convince you that this was a project that you should take on, translating Hebrew and Aramaic into English for this new version of the Haggadah?
Yeah, I don't think I could have been any more resistant. You know, this is, I grew up Orthodox and, you know, sort of that way of having left organized religion. I felt just this resistance to it. And he said, go look and think about it. You know, I grew up religious and I only used the Hebrew side. And when I'd opened a Haggadah and looked at the English side of the text, what I saw was this text, and I can't say it enough times, I feel like you should read it and weep. It is so stunning. It is so beautiful. It is just gigantic in a million different ways. And I wasn't seeing on the page what I was hearing in my head. You know, and it took 3 years to do it. I thought we were making the hipster Haggadah and it would be 6 weeks or something and we'd be done. But it became this all-consuming project of just trying as literally as possible to give voice to this text that is so stunning to me. Any beauty that's in the translation is simply a representation of the Hebrew and Aramaic.
Well, and I'll put this to both of you, but it's clear. I hear you talking about how much you love thinking about the words. But I do wonder, did it strengthen, faith isn't the right word, but your religious identity?
I can jump on that. I can't even tell you how my faith and non-faith was made stronger by this, where I came to recognize how much I truly relate to texts, not to organized religion, not to that kind of structure of community.
What about you, Jonathan?
I think I had a slightly different response. Through this project and also having two young kids, I've become more and more interested in the things that religion can do. Is it possible to gather with one's family, extended family, and eat over the course of 3, 4, 5, for some people, 7 hours, while, you know, discussing who we are as individuals, as a community? It's certainly possible to do that without religion. But most people don't do it without religion. The older I get, the more aware I am of my inability to, you know, live the life I want to lead without help, without some kind of structure. I don't know that the question of belief in God is all that important to me. But what is very important to me is the story that's being told and has been told by more than 100 generations of Jews for thousands of years, and the power that the story has in my life and in my family's life.
Jonathan Safran Foer is the editor of the New American Haggadah, which features a new English translation by Nathan Englander. Both writers joined us from member station KQED in San Francisco. Thanks so much to both of you. It's really been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much.
And happy Passover.
To you too.
Chag Sameach.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.